Let's take everything we spoke about here to a different level. As you're all realizing, as we're sitting and soaking in this round over the last few days, it's hard to understand why so much Torah was said on this round, so many shtickle of Torah, because the round's very vague. What he asked, what did he answer? If I would take a look back at the round over the last few days before I'm going to go take it to the next level, there were a bunch of things floating around in this round. I would summarize them and say as follows. If I had to shtickle back what the problems in the round are, I would say as follows. The round says, Bittul is touch Biso. Okay? I just want to point out, what do we have in this round over here? We have this mysterious thing called Bittul, which I want to point out again, I said this already, stressed this yesterday and the day before, that the reason why there's such an outbreak of Rishonim, who said all types of funny pshatim in Bittul, was because the Gemara doesn't explain anywhere why Bittul works. Very unusual zach. We're talking about a zach de reisa. And there's a new phenomenon called Bittul, which is a one-time thing in Shas, by the way. The Gemara, by the way, doesn't explain what Bittul is and how we know that it works, but it works. And that's why when you have a vague zach, you're going to have an outbreak of so many rishonim. See, that's it. So we have A, that the Ran said that Bittul is Tashbisu. Already on the end of what I said yesterday in Shir, not only is Bittul Tashbisu, but only Bittul is Tashbisu, not Hefker. And this, that Bittul is Tashbisu, is the reason why you have to do it Yalei. We saw an astounding of Kiveyegu, which is really one of the pillars of this Ran. The Ran says that the reason why Chazal made a takana after Bittul to go to Bedikah is we're afraid you didn't do the Bittul with a Lev Shalom. In fact, Riki Vega, what do you mean? It's Moshe Balei. If a guy said, Afadar, whoever heard such a thing, says Riki Vega because the Ikum of Hus of Bittul is Balei. Now, you'll all agree, by Hefker there's no such thing. By Hefker, a guy says, Arezu Hefker, the wall goes up. We say, maybe you meant it. He didn't mean it. There's no such thing. The answer is because the Hus of Bittul is Hashbasa and Batul Balibcha. I want to start to put together different parts of the Ran. Where the Ran learned out of Bittul from? Pum, this is free. Layer Alacha Batul Balibcha. It has to be in your heart. What happens if a guy says half for the hour and he didn't mean it? It's not told from Moshe Balev because the Iker is delayed. So one aspect of the Ran is that Bittul is Tashbisu. And not only is it Tashbisu, but it has to be Balev. Atki the Kachter, if you made a Bittul and in your Lev you didn't mean it, the Bittul is not Chal. Because Tashbisu is Batul Balibcha. Hefker is not Tashbisu, by the way. Otherwise, Chazal would just say, go do Hefker. So that's one aspect of the Ran. One aspect of the Ran is that Bittul is something which is called Tashbisu. He says some Mefarsh. He says that's why you need to have a Balev. It's not Cheney. The Ran says that Bittul is Hefker. We didn't Hefker. It's not Shlishi. The Ran says that the only reason why this newfangled thing Bittul works is because of this newfangled thing that Chavetz anyway is not really yours and the Torah made it yours and that's why the Bittul works. We have three Nekudis over here in the Ran that we need to connect the dots on. He insisting that Bittul is Tashbisu, and not only is it Tashbisu, but that's why it has to be in your lave, because the Yisod of Tashbisu is Batul Balibcha, has to be wiped out in your heart. It's not enough that you said the text, so it's certainly not classic Hefker. Tveins, he says it's we did Hefker, this newfangled thing. And third of all, he says it only works because of this whole pachkarai that really Chametz is also, and really you shouldn't be over by your Allah. And the Torah made it yours, and that's why it works. And that the third thing that I just said is the source of the Agmas Nefesh over here. What did he mean? What is this? What did he say? Why? Yeah, why not? And that's why it caused such a source of controversy that the Nesiva said an extreme shot what we said, and the people go, this is something else. And the question is, where do all these things come together? In order to explain all this, I want to start from a different direction today. We'll work our way back to the Ran on that base. We'll start like this. Tosfos on that base, we'll start from a different angle and we'll try to see if we can work our way back here. And like I said, I want to take everything we said the last 2 days and raise it. Tosfos on that base says, what's Bittul? I told you, all the Rishonim are very busy. The Gemara on that base appears for the first time that there's a thing called Bittul B'Dreisa Sagi. Broke out of holy. What is this? How do you know? So Tosfos said, which we already agreed, it's a simple shot. Bittul is Hefker. And about Bittul is Hefker. So I don't need a drasha because Torah said you only chayav on layer alacha. You only chayav on things which are yours. These things are mine. I'm not even by your own mouth. We spoke already the first day of the sugi here that you don't need a drasha for this. I don't need a specific drasha that Bittul works. Bittul is Hefker. And about Bittul is Hefker, it's not yours. And if it's not yours, I don't need a specific of Batul Balibcha. Sayos. Anything that's not yosin out of Iran. That's by the way, that's not learned out of a drasha bittul. That's a din of leir ol lachol. We're going to see later on. Chametz is not yosin, you're not Iran. So we'll start off slowly. The pasuk shana tosis is that bittul is an act of hefker. Effective yishainim, the Ramban, as you see today, the Ran, somewhat in the Lashon. The Yerushalmi says that the Lashon of Bittul is the Lashon that we say, by the way, which is Arech Afedara. It's not after. You say a funny Lashon. Arech Afedara. In fact, the Ramban on Tosfos, really, when a guy comes on his car and he says, I want my car to be Afedara, it becomes Hefker. Tofas El Shemanu. That's the main kasha that the Rishonim, took on that the Pshat and Tosis is the way I just said. Bittul makes it Hefker, like Tosis says, Havi Hefker. And then it's not yours, yeah, it's not ever. Nothing major going on. But it doesn't say in Tosis, by the way, that it's a Kiyum of Tashbisu. Shteinish. It doesn't say it's a Kiyum of Tashbisu with Tosis, by the way. Nothing with Tashbisu. It's a technicality. It doesn't even say, by the way, you're Mekayim, what Bayi Ro'el says. You just made it, not yours. Chametz is not yours, you're not ever. Effective Rishonim, really? A guy can make his car Hefker by saying, Kol car v'kar, yekah v'davra, and it becomes Hefker. That's a lesson of Hefker. Second of all, Rishonim asked, it says later on, about Le Beliboy, a lay helps. What's the answer to Tosfos? So you could say, maybe. Maybe he's alcoholic, and he holds it when a guy says, my car is afedara, maybe it becomes hefker. Ulay, hefker. The Yerushalmi were adamant that it doesn't work. They were the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that that's the lashon of bittul. Unless you'll tell me, by the way, even something more drastic and more radical, that Tosfos holds that bittul doesn't mean you say afedara. You don't say this Aramaic business. You say bittul means harezu hefker. Maybe. Maybe bittul means that I say harezu hefker. Hefker. Ulay. Kenzai. Verbeis. Rabbi Seder taught us that it's very, very possible there's a different pshat in Tosfos. The etzim, first of all, besides the fact that there's a Yerushalmi that says the bittul is kafir d'ara, I would ask the question differently. I mean, if bittul is making it hefker, so why is it called bittul? It's hefker. It's bittul be'al masagi. You made it hefker. You're mafker the zach. Finished. So you tell me what? Because I say the lashon, so all these are funny zach. That means bittul is hefker. So why are you saying it a different way? So why are you saying it in such a funny nusach? So say that it's hefker. Rabbi Seder taught us, and I'll show you in a minute that there's a rishon that's much more like this. That avada and avada, bittul is not hefker. What is bittul? Bittul is bittul. Bittul is az mevatel. Bittul comes from the lashon of it's bottle by me. It doesn't exist. I Tosfos says it's hefker, and Tosfos does not bring down a drasha like we spoke. Tosfos just says it's not yours, and once it's not yours, mimeila, the rest of it is pashut. The answer is that there are two ways of making something hefker. One way of making something hefker, say the lumdim, is that if I have a car, I can make it hefker by giving rishos to everybody to take it. That means I have a bialas on a zach, and I'm giving the velt a schus to take it. I'm mafker it to the velt. That's one way of doing it. That's one way of doing it. I'll show you an afkamina in a minute. That's one way of making hefker. One track of hefker is that I'm doing a siya, a mechel on the chaleis, I'm not the other world to take it. So that becomes hefker. Normally my ownership blocks everybody from taking it. I'm removing that barrier. I'm taking it away. I'm being mafker it. I'm giving everybody a schus. That's the act of hefker. The act of hefker is I'm removing my bialas and I'm removing and giving it. How do I remove my bialas? Because I'm mafker it to the world. Hefker is a verb, by the way. I'm mafker it to the world. I'm saying everybody can take it. It's hefker. Hefker for what? Take it. Hefker to the world. Everyone can take it. I'm not ma'akev anymore. I'm not blocking. But there's another way of making something hefker. You know what that other way is called? Sofei Teinim. Sofei Teinim, the guy never announced that I'm mafker my teinim. That's not what happened. The guy never announced I'm mafker my teinim. That's not what happened. What's Sofei Teinim? How does Sofei Teinim become hefker? The lechashivi. What's not lechashivi? It's a zach that lost its intrinsic chashivas in my eyes. It doesn't have chashivas on me. A zach which is loy chashivi is hefker, by the way. That's for sure. That's a gemara. That's the price on the problem of the base. That's something that by sofei teinim, that the sofei teinim became hefker is not because I went ahead and it was mafter with sofei teinim. I didn't say anything. Sofei teinim are intrinsically hefker because they're intrinsically loy chashivi. A zach which doesn't have a chashivas by me on a basic level is mufka by bailas. It's a different way of something becoming hefker, not making it hefker. It's a different way of something becoming hefker, not making it hefker. So every day is a classic example. The guy never went ahead and said, so why is it mutter for everybody to take it? Why is it potter for maestros? Because it's hefker. It's hefker. I wasn't after it. That's the Gemara says it. It's loy chashivi. Azach, which is loy chashivi by me, be'etzem. By me, it's garnish. By me, it has no chashivas. It has no meaning. Is it mufka b'meil of my vitals? That's what the Lomdim say, that there's two ways of something becoming hefker. If that's true, so then Avada and Avada, when Tosfos says Bittul is Hefker, he didn't mean to say that you're doing an act of Hefker. Halei the Yerushalmi says that Bittul is Kafa Da'ara. Halei the Gemara calls it Bittul. It's called Bittul, it's not called Hefker. Bittul means I was Mavatla, I turned it into, I was Mavatla. Mavatla means I turned it into nothing. The Teretz is, that Tosfos held, there are two things. There's one thing called Hefker, which is, like I said, a matter of the world to take it. And then there's another thing called bittul, where I make it after the hour, I turn it into a lech hashivi. Once it's turned into a lech hashivi, memela hefker, and that's what Tosfos meant when he said that bittul makes it hefker. It's a little diuk. I would say a very little diuk. I wouldn't say more than that. Tosfos says a diuk. Me'achar shebitloi havi hefker. It's a diak. I don't want to overkill it. Taisa says me'achar shebitloi havi hefker. He doesn't say me'achar shebitloi hefkiroi. Taisa doesn't say that once I did bittul, I was mafker it. Taisa says after I did bittul, it is hefker. It becomes hefker. It's a diak. It's not more than that. One second. This pshat that I'm saying, which you can't build on a diak, is before in the back in the Shulta Gibar. The Shulta Gibar, if you take turn to Taisa in the back, he brings down a riaz. Riaz is one of the rishonim. So here, on page Vav in the Ezer Hodor, over here in the Ezer Hodor, page Vav, in the back, on the Rif, Lashon Riaz, the second one, Halacha Aleph Ois Ches. It's on page Vav in the Ezer Hodor in the back. It's inside. Page Vav in the back. Yeah, you guys are lazy. Wow. What a crowd. Isn't it pathetic that I have to insult all of you in order that you turn to the Riaz? It's pathetic. Why so lazy? Why are you so busy with it, guys? No energy. You all take mano tests. Can you? You drank a Coke, so why do you have your Riaz open? You didn't need a crisis to bring a Gemara book open. Looking inside? Halacha Riaz. Halacha Eishchad Elvish, listen. Okay? Zeh Sha'amra Torah Tashbisu Sa'amri Batechem Hashbosu Zuhi Lavari Min Ha'olam. Look at this. Mekodam Bitloi Kredim Shasi Sura Yoymar. Hareini Mevatol Kol Chomet Sheyeshi Beshusi Sheyer Ka'ofor Min Ha'chotzer. To be like dust. The dayoy bebitul ze, vein tzorch levar minatoyo, hoyo vein daitoy olov, vein echoshev veino, hareyu ki ilu hefkiroi. You see, is that loshen? Riaz is a rishon. Riaz says that when you make it into offer, it's ki ilu hefkiroi. What does it mean ki ilu hefkiroi? That wasn't mafkirit. It's a fi de havana that we're saying, it's very geshmak. It's as if you're mafkirit, because once I make it loy choshev veino, I said it, but I wasn't mafker it. So what is lechosher ben? Teretz is lechosher ben creates a state of hefker on the object. Once we have a Zar Riaz, who says such a pshat, it's very, very core of la'emes to say that that's what Tosfos held. Tosfos didn't come along and say that the act of bittul is an act of hefker. The act of bittul is bittul. Bittul is not hefker. Hefker is not bittul. Shalmi says it's kafa da'ara. The answer is that bittul is an act of loichoshev ve'enov, it's kafra, and memela, it's bottle, havi bottle. That's Aleph. One second. It's our. We'll see. I heard. I know. either what you just said is a raya that I'm wrong, or it's even on this also you need three people, okay? Yishlayim is seder. One second. Lamashal, go slowly. Say tiferet, listen carefully. Lamashal, tell you a very interesting zach. The Rabban, in his long list of kashas, he has seven or eight kashas on Tosfos, shot of Hefker. The Rabban, one of his kashas is that, as we've learned more later on, the Zayin and Aleph, that you do bittul on Shabbos, Lamashal for Terev Yontif, and a guy remembers that he has chametz in his house, not chametz, it's about to become chametz. So he does bittul before it becomes chametz, even if it's Shabbos Yontif, it could be on Pesach, it doesn't be Erev Yontif, but it didn't become chametz yet. So before it becomes chametz, he chaps around and does a bittul. Factor Rabban, if bittul is hefker, you can't do bittul on Shabbos Yontif, because the din is Rabbanan Asud doing Mekach Omemkra on Yontif. You're not allowed to do Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to do Mechir on Yontif, you're not allowed to sell stuff, you're not allowed to do transactions on Shabbos and Yontif. So you can't do hefker either. As I factor Rabban on, Tosfos Pshat, how could you tell me that bittul is hefker? You're not allowed to do transactions on Shabbos and Yontif, and the Gemara says you're allowed to do bittul on Shabbos and Yontif. The fee this raid, the new pshat that we're saying in Tosfos is very geshmak. Why is Hefker called a transaction? The reason why Hefker is called a transaction is because it's mine, and I'm allowing you to take it. So there's some sort of relationship with you. So it's daimet to Mekach Memker. It's daimet to Mechira. That's the aside why Hefker, I could hear it's also on Shabbos, because it's daimet to Mekach Memker. What's Mekach Memker? Mekach Memker is a transaction between two people. I'm giving it to you, I'm selling it to you. When I have, when I do a hefker, I'm letting you take it. That's also a form of giving it to you. That's if I learned it's hefker type 1. But if it's hefker type 2 with the borders, I'm not letting you take it. I'm making a lech hashivi, I'm a meilitz bottle. So that's between me and myself. There's a transaction going on. What am I saying? This thing is lech hashivi, it's offer. The belt is lech hashivi, it's offer. So the ball game's over, finished. Now it's hefker. But that's a meilitz result of the fact that that I made it hefker. Memela, the fizet, niflamoid. It could be you can't do hefker on Shabbos, because hefker is a transaction. I'm letting you take it. That's doing it to selling. But over here, the maisa hefker is not an act of being mafker to somebody else. What I'm doing is I'm saying that it's offer and it's lech hashivi. Once it becomes lech hashivi, memela, it's hefker, because the zachmi doesn't have a hashivis, but I'm like, pocket my bailos. That's not David to make a chamemker. That's the reason why you can't do such a thing on Shabbos. Why can't on Shabbos I can't say that the zachmi is offer? That's very geschmack. One second. What?
Do I to a car?
I can't hear you.
Do I to a car?
No, we agreed. What do you mean? Could I do it to?
To a car.
Theoretically, yeah. Yeah, I could do it to a car, by the way. Absolutely. I could do it to a car, and I could say that the car is a chashim. It's like Sefer Tehillim. I can't hear you.
What we should have said, you say that this
car is the Afra. No, we're arguing on that. I'm explaining to why you're working. I'm for sure arguing on the Rishon. I'm asking a different kasha. I'm saying, what's the getter that it works? It's not because you're not saying kafka. They don't learn the second way of making something into a chashivi. I'm coming to argue on the Rishon. I'm about to tell you, I'm saying that two ways to argue. Either meant to say meta hefker, or you meant afra. How could it work? Because afra makes it into a chashivi. But about that, you can make anything to a chashivi. About it's not afka chomets. Taiz doesn't say anything about chomets, by the way. Okay? He doesn't say any apologies. Taiz says, when you make a bottle, have a hefker. It could be anything. I'm going to expand on what you just asked now. A second. That's what I want to speak about now. One second. I want to say much deeper now. Let's go further. If that's true, I want to say now much deeper. Halei, one of the kashas we showed him asked on Tosfos was, but it says Mevatle Beliboy. It says the Ran, in fact the Ran on Tosfos, Mevatle Beliboy, Zvorm Shabalev, whoever heard making Hefka Balev, Zvorm Shabalev Levi, Zvorm, that was kasha number two that the Ran asks on Tosfos. What do you do with the Gemara Mevatle Beliboy if it's Hefka? What's the shot? You can't make Hefka Balev. So, I could theoretically maybe answer you and tell you that this newfangled way of making something into hefker al yedei the loy chashivi, maybe for that we could reckon with the lev. Maybe. Ulay. Hefsher. Maybe you'll tell me that you're not making it hefker directly. So, all I'm doing is making a loy chashivi. For that, maybe the lev is enough. Yesh la'ayim was a hater, because if I don't reckon with the lev, so why should I make a difference? But maybe you'll have a yetzar to tell me, and it could be a zemes. Then now that we're talking about hefker type 2, with the borders, I'm not kumbase being mafkerit. What I'm doing is making it into offer because it's lech hashivi. Maybe for that the lev's enough. Maybe. But it could be pumfakar, it could be a fascinating zach. The Beis Meir, contemporary of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, over here in Simon, Tov Lamed Aleph, heard this from Rav Asher many years ago. The Smeir over here in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph brings out Peshat of the Tosfos. He asks, what does Tosfos do with the Gemara on Daf Zayin that says Mevat Libeliboy? He says an unbelievable thing. I want to explain what the Beis Meir meant to say. Beis Meir says, Pum Faker, Avada, Yuval Tosfos says it's Hefker, you need to have a peh. Because any chalais that you make, you have to do a peh. He says what the Gemara says, Mevat Libeliboy means that the peh is not enough. You have to make sure your lave's on the program. Beis Meir says that the way that Tosfos answered the kasha of the Rishonim on him, that if it's Hefker, how does it work Belev? We know that Hefker doesn't work Belev. Is the Gemara meant to say Faker? The Gemara meant to say Mevat Libeliboy means make sure that in your heart you're also Mevat Libeliboy. Mevat Libeliboy, you need a pair, like every other Chalei needs, because we're Rosh Belev. 1 second. Mevat Libeliboy means also your heart. You have my size, I stay in base mayor. What's the beer at the bar? What happens? I need your heart. Pay all the Chalei, you never heard such a thing that when I sell my house, I have to sell it in my heart. When I give him my ton, I have to go sell it in my heart. What does that mean? I sold it. I said I'm selling it. But it could very well be that yesterday we brought down from Rabbi Akiva Eger a Yesoid, that Rabbi Akiva Eger said a Yesoid, that the Yesoid of Bittul, Rabbi Akiva Eger said a Yesoid, Rabbi Akiva Eger said that Bittul has to be in your heart. What did Rabbi Akiva Eger say? Rabbi Akiva Eger is the Kasha of the Ran. How could the Ran say that the reason why he bedik every time is because he's afraid you did the Bittul without a full heart? So he has the Kasha, what do you mean the Bittul without a full heart? The guy said, Kafadara. So he said that the Yesoid of Bittul is because in your heart it's my offer. So it's very geschmack. If we're going in the Derech HaEmes, then when Tosfos said Hefker, he meant Hefker type 2. So it's not just what I said that the lave's enough. It could be Pumfaker. Over here, you need the lave. Because the aside of the way you make it Hefker is that by me it's Chashav Kofar. So it's not enough that you said a text of Kafadara, but the whole Yisoid, why it becomes Hefker, why does it become Hefker? It becomes Hefker because it's Leich HaShivi. To make something into a state of Leich HaShivi is not enough that you said a bunch of words. To make something into Leich HaShivi, it has to be Leich HaShivi by you. So the stress of Mevat Libeliboy is Bechal not addressing, do I have to say it or I don't have to say it. This, what the Gemara is stressing Mevat Libeliboy is Mevat Libeliboy. Bittul has to be in the heart. You have to say. Say, of course you have to say, it could be. But it's not enough. It has to be Libeliboy. It also has to be in your heart. What do you mean? It has to be in my heart. I'm doing Hefker. It depends which type of Hefker. If the Hefker that I'm doing is the regular classic Hefker, Harizu Hefker, so it's Libeliboy mean. I said it's Hefker. Everything else, I don't care. But if the insight of how it becomes Hefker is Ayidei the Loich HaShivi, Ayidei the fact that by me it's offer, by me it lost its value, by me it lost its Hashivas, and Memela becomes Hefker, so then it's a very geschmack that the Nikud of Mevaloi is Libeliboy. That's Emes Hamita. Rabbi said, let's go further. So we have a whole new understanding of Shitas Tosfos. We have a whole new understanding of Shitas Tosfos over here in Daf Dalet Amud Beis, who albeit said that Bittul is Hefker without a drasha, albeit it's true that Bittul is Hefker without a drasha, but the Hefker that he's talking about is not the Hefker of type 1, of classic Hefker, it's type 2, and that's why we have the drasha of Offer, and that's why it could be Beliboy, and that's why you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, Kibbutzuber. That's the stomach curve to the MS of Shad and Taisus when Taisus says that it's Hefker, but after everything's said and done, you don't need a drasha. Now, I want to start now, 1 second. If that's true, I'm starting from that starting point now. So now we're going to go weiter. We're going to say it like this. So I have a kasha. I would start the whole sugi from there. Now I have a kasha. If there's such an entity called Leich HaShivi, by the way, that's an entity of Leich HaShivi, it's Leif Etenim. Leif Etenim, nobody made it Hefker. It became Leich HaShivi and Nemela became Hefker. What did Taisa say? You can take your chametz and turn it into Zuckerberg. I can take my car also. I can make it to Leich HaShivi. I don't need drushes for that. So why did Ron argue? Now we're going to begin a long journey. So what's the Ron arguing about? What's think the Ron? What's the Ron want? A whole pachkarai. I understand. The Ron also agrees that Bittul is Leich HaShivi. We agree, correct? The Ron learns that Bittul is Leich HaShivi, like Pirurim, for Sharan. So he agrees that Bittul, what the Ron learned the Gemara? What are you Bittul for? The Pirurim of Leich HaShivi. He said the Ron is Bittul Bameila. So the Ron learns that Bittul is Leich HaShivi, correct? So I have a kasha. So what's the whole pachkarai in this whole round over here? What's going on over here? I'm saying a long journey now. I want to start over from scratch. If we have a Tosfos who said, and we're going to go on this Mahalach and Tosfos like the Riaz in the back, that the Hefker over here is not that I made it Hefker. Well, what are you calling it Bittul for? Tosfos, the Vada, Tosfos, Nudu Yerushalmi, it's Kafra. It's type 2 Hefker. So I have a kasha. I want to start from scratch. Why did the Ron argue? The Rav's Maskud is an entity called Sofei Tehenim, correct? His Maskud is an entity called Sofei Tehenim. His Maskud is a type 2 Hefker. It's a Brisa. It becomes Hefker. Like Hashivi. And the Rav is the one who waved the flag and said that Bittul is like Hashivi. That was his Raya, that it's Doimit to Sofei Tehenim. That was the whole headline of the Rav. Where did the Rav build that the Yisoid is the Yisoid of Hefker? Because the Gemara compared Bittul to Pirum and Pirum to Sofei Tehenim. So he said that's Minya Hefker. It's Avakashim. So why do we have to break our heads now with Prima Godims and Nesivas with Afkaminas and heartaches? I don't understand. It's very simple. He's not like Tosfos. A guy says Kafadar, it became like Hashivi, and it became like Sefer Tehenim. I want to stop with him. Havakasha, slowly I'm going to build now a tower. Havakasha, now that we're on day 3 of the run, I want to take a look back. That's the Poshim Shad in Tosfos, and everyone agrees that's the Poshim Shad in Tosfos. It's not called Hefker, it's called Bittul. It's Havi Hefker. Fine. Yerushalmi. Believe. Tosfos do all that. So now I have a kasha. Why did the Ran learn like that? Halei, the Ran learns 80% of this whole Pachkarai. The Ran is the one who taught us that Sofei Tehenim and Pirurim and Bittul is all the same thing. Now the Elam understands how critical that first line of the Ran is. The Ran says it's Me'inyan Hefker. Why is it Me'inyan Hefker? Why? Because the Gemara compared Bittul to Pirurim and Pirurim to Sofei Tehenim. First Gemara. Okay, so what's the problem? You and the Ran agree that there's a concept called Lech Hashivi. So why can't the guy come along and say that the Chometz is Lech Hashivi, like Tosfos says? It's Lech Hashivi, we'll learn Tosfos like that. The guy says Avodara, it turns into Lech Hashivi, and the ballgame's over. What's he making himself crazy for? Why are you making himself crazy? Yeah, Kasha, the Lashon doesn't work. You're right. The Lashon, I'll go with the Kasha. Kasha number one, the Ran asked, when did we ever hear of Hefker as being a Lashon of Avodara, right? Avodaris. You're right, in type 1 Hefker, we never heard such a thing, but type 2 Hefker. Hello, you yourself are the ones who compared Bittul to Sofei Tehenim. You compared Bittul to Sofei Tehenim. Sofei Tehenim, somebody said it was Hefker, it became Hefker, it's like Hashivi. So when a guy says Afadara, he was Mevatel, it's not Choshev, it's like Hashivi. There's a Kushya too, I'm starting over the Sugya, in light of, one second. In light of, I'm asking that Kasha, what's his Kasha? What does he want? What's his Kasha? What's his problem? What's the problem? What is the fundamental problem that the Ran said, I don't understand how Bittul works? Why do you understand how Bittul works? You understand Sofei Tehenim? Yes. You understand? You're the one who said a line before that Bittul is Sofei Tehenim. It accomplishes the same thing. Halei, the Ran read the Gemara like this. What do I need Bittul for? Pirurim? Pirurim a Bittul Mela. So you have a first Ran who says that Bittul means Lech Hashivi. So when I said Kafadar, I said, look, I forget about the other Kasha. I wanted to, what was Kasha number one? Why does such a thing? What's the problem? He has to say a whole vague zach, also a kosu, and a whole patch of cry. What's going on over here? What's the pshat over here? Why does the Ran argue on this pshat? The pshat's a beautiful pshat. And by the way, I'm repeating again like a parrot. The Ran himself, Kemat, says this pshat 80% of it. He says that Bittul is limited to Pirum and Pirum is Sofei. I mean, you agree that there's such a concept. Not that you agree there's such a concept. You're the one who said that Bittul is limited to Lechashimi. That was the flag that the Ran waved over here. That was his whole Ran. That Bittul is Midin Hefker because it's limited to Pirum Lechashimi. So what's the problem? The guy turned it into Lech Hashivi. Sofei Tehenim is Lech Hashivi intrinsically, because Sofei Tehenim the guy doesn't want. It's garnished, it's dust. And over here I said it's dust. So what's the shot? One second. The answer to this kasha is what the Olam is saying, but it's Mefurash Ran. That's the Ran that I troubled myself to print out for you and to cut it all by myself. Listen carefully. Credit where credit is due. Yeah. Listen carefully. You're not listening. The Ran on the Bovin Bay is a landmark Ran. I brought you a little piece of paper over here. In conservation mode. Yeah. Listen carefully. You all know. You don't know. There's a big machlekes tanoim. When does Isser of Achilles Chometz start? Machlekes Rav Shimon of Yehuda. Rav Shimon holds that the Isser of Achilles Chometz doesn't start at 12 o'clock. The Isser of Achilles Chometz starts at night. Rav Yehuda argues he has drushes later on. Rav Shimon argues. Shimon says the pasuk of Leichel Chometz starts at night. It doesn't start at 12 o'clock. That's reason. That's 12 o'clock. Broke out a huge machlekes rishonim. So are you allowed to eat? Are you allowed to have hano from 12 o'clock and on? big machlekes, we'll talk about the machlekes at length later on in the book. Asher Negeli Yenenu is a shocking Chiddush Eran. The Chiddush Eran that I printed out for you, please look inside, it says, even according to Reb Shimon, we're going to learn inside in a minute, listen carefully. He says, even according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Chometz is Mutar Ba'anah from 12 o'clock and on, he's also Moedis Asa Ba'anah. Why is he Moedis Asa Ba'anah? You don't have a Pasuk, you need a Pasuk for it. Says the Chiddush Eran, an unbelievable thing. Dr. Chiddush Eran, Halei Tashbizu means Bittul, like Rashi. Bittul means Ka'afra Da'ara. How in the world could you say something is Ka'afra Da'ara? How in the world could you say something is Ka'afra Da'ara when it's Mutar B'Hanah? The lotion of the Ran is, look inside, V'li Nira De Lo B'Shimin Nami Chomis Yishos V'Mala Asa B'Hanah Min HaTorah The Hamayder of Shimin of Mrs. Hashbasa, eh? For Armin and the Bittel Bial Masagi, Umal Bittel says she is Yenem Liba Lagami, she has like a Mavur, Vimato Emeshu Rashoy, the Hanois Mimenu, Adain Mimenu, who Valin is Batle Etzle Klal. Says the Chedush Aran, you come in Erev Yontif, you need to do Tashbisa, right? 12 o'clock. So Kani says, Kaaf for the Ara! I was like, Aran, that's a joke. It's Enem Mavoto Klal, that's not called Bottle. It's Mutar B'Hanah. It's Mutar B'Hanah. Something which is Mutar B'Hanah, you could say it's Kafir, you could talk as much as you want. It's not Batal. It's Sam Geret, Sam Geplappelt. It's not Chal the Bittul. It's not a Bittul. Not that you don't mean it. It's not true. Here, listen to the Ram. The line is Batal Etzloy Klal. And the Ram says an astounding thing, that even according to Reb Shimon, who doesn't darsh in the Pasuk, the Reb Yehuda darsh in three Pesukim. A, B, and C. One pasuk is from before Yom Tov, one pasuk on Yom Tov, one pasuk after Yom Tov. Reb Shimon doesn't dash. He has only Asa Bechil. Zakter An, don't make a mistake and think that it's Mutar B'Hanah. If it says Tashbisu, then it has to be Asa B'Hanah, because Tashbisu means Bittul. And Bittul means it's Batul Ka'afor Kimavor. And Azach, which is intrinsically Mutar B'Hanah, I'm going to say it over in our language now, Azach, which intrinsically has a Chashivus to you, you can say till you're blue in the face that it's offer, but it's not offer. Azach, which is intrinsically has a value, Loin is Batal Etzle Klal. You can stand on your head and say, Batal Avadara. It has no meaning. It's not Chalabitl. Azach has a value. You can't turn it into a Lech Hashivi.
Why from
Chatzim? One second. So I'm a Forsharan. Forsharan who says, that the aside of Bittul, I'll say very simply, you can't take a regular Zach and turn it into what he called. You can't take a Zach and say it's off of that, ain't the back of it. You can't come along and say, this car is Bittul. You can't do that. It's Loy is Bittul, that's the car. You can see, the Zach doesn't become Loy Fashivi. It's Choshev, it has value to you. You're Mutar B'Hanah. The guy's yelling and screaming, it's offer. You don't mean it. Nothing you don't mean it. It's not Chalabit. The plane is Batal. It's not called Bittul. The mailer comes out that the Ram Lashit also agrees that Bittul at the end of the day is Loy Chashivi. He agrees it's Loy Chashivi. That's what Bittul is. No, so what's the whole Patka, right? Taisi said a simple Zach. I make it Loy Chashivi and the ball game's over. So why does the Ram learn like that? What's the whole Patzik Rai? How do you agree that Bittul is like Hashivi, and you agree that like Hashivi works? So 1 plus 1 is 2. What's the problem? Teretz is, he had a major problem. You can't come along and say stomp that something's like Hashivi. It's not true. So the pshat that Teretz said, that I can take regular chametz, mainstream chametz, yeah, and say, it's over. I can take a car and say that it's over. I can take matzah and say that it's over. The simple pshat, without a drosha, without anything. Not true. You can't take a zach, which has fundamental value, and say that it's offer. So Tyson held, you want to know what bittul is? I don't need a drosha. I said that it's offer. I can make anything into offer. The Ran said, what do you mean? So I asked the kasha, so the Ran agrees to everything. He agrees to lechashivi. He agrees to us. So say, they live it again. It could be in the mail. It comes after. Tyson says, no. The Ran himself says, I don't have the right to take something which is, you know when we say Lech Hashivi becomes Hefker? When do we say Lech Hashivi becomes Hefker, says the Ran? You know when? Seifetainim is intrinsically Lech Hashivi. But Azach, which is intrinsically Chashuv, says the Ran, I can't do it. Atke de kach, the Heiliger of Shimon, who doesn't have a Pasuk for every Yontov, it has to be Asa B'Hanah, otherwise it'll be Nechal. Atkan de Veran. So the Ran argues on the whole Pshat of Tesis. The Pshat of Tesis is that there's a type 2 Hefker that applies all over. I can turn anything into dust. And I could turn it into a Lech HaShivi, and Memela becomes Hefker. Memela, the Heilig Ran says, you can't do such a thing. Now, one second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. 1 minute. You can't. No. I'm a Pesik. Why are you asking me this? Isan, why are you asking me this? Maybe you can't. I told you could. Right. She sent the guy's map. Then it's chashuv by your man. Yeah. One minute. That's important. That's a zach to make it off. It's technical. But watch for it. That's the hamadas adorim over here. Shita's thesis is avad we're talking about hefker too. Avad it's mittel. Avad it's offer. But it becomes sofitena. I make it lechashivi. So why doesn't the Ram learn like that? What's the Ram make a whole patchkarei? What is it? How does it work? You agree that mittel is lechashivi. You agree there's a thing called lechashivi. So the guy made a Lech HaShivi. What's the problem? The answer is, we see in this roundup of, you can't stop making things into Lech HaShivi. You can't turn gold into dust. Okay, so what's right, huh? Now all this was an introduction to what I want to say today. Now we're starting the Tiferet. What's right?
What if there is somebody?
Okay, no. What's right? No. What's fair? No? I set everything up. No. Here's the pasuk. You can't accept a gotcha. What's fair? In light of what I just said, in light of the printout that I printed out, that I cut up, that I gave out to all of you, what's fair?
How do you ever do bittul?
What?
How do you ever do bittul?
No. It's a pasuk. What's the problem?
No, it's before this month.
What's the problem?
It's
chal at the time. It's chal when time comes. No. What's fair? It's going to crash like a London. We're going to open up a whole new world now. Now we're starting the sugya. No? What's fair is like this. Watch. Now comes the heart of the hearts of the sugya. We've been building up for this the whole week. Shita's thesis is that Bittul Sefka without drushas, without anything, right? So you're not listening. How? I made a Lech HaShivi. I turned it into offer. Vahavi Efker. Remember Riaz? In the back, Arisha. He says, that's what you're doing. Vahavi Efker. I turned it into dust. I forget that the Riaz doesn't bring any drushas, the Riaz does anything. Vahavi Efker. It's not yours. Yishon Maizel. You could do it on Shabbos. You need a lathe. Why did the Ran learn like that? As I said, I have a Ran enough of. The Ran says, you can't take things and turn them into offer. You can't think, Lech HaShivi is only intrinsic Lech HaShivi. You can't take things which have fundamental Hashivita. Fekir Hakasha, you're right. But what did the Ran say end up off of a base? If Chametz would have been Mutter on Erev Yontif, you can't do Tashmisu, because you can't take a Zach, which has a momentistic value, and make it in this battle. But Moiv Rabbeisai, Chametz is not Mutter on Erev Yontif. Chametz is also on Erev Yontif. Now, Chametz is also an Erev Yontif. L'chaira, I don't have the problem of laying this bottle at Slay Klal, correct? Why was it laying this bottle? If you're going to tell me that Chametz is Mutter on Erev Yontif, it's going to be laying this bottle at Slay Klal, because you can't make it not Choshev. It is Choshev. That was a riot. The Chametz is also. But now the Chametz is also. I repeat my kash again. Why does the Ran have to make all of Klal Yisrael crazy, all the Dairis, with a whole tumble of how does Bittul work? I'll tell you how it works. It makes it into Lech HaShivi. Lech HaShivi is bottle. Seifei Teinim. You'll tell me, I can't turn things which have value into dust? But it doesn't have value, it's Chometz. That's what the Ran said enough of. The Ran said enough of in a vase that if Chometz would be Mutter Bahano, I wouldn't be able to turn it into dust. But if it's Aser, now what? Now I could turn it into dust, because now it doesn't have intrinsic Hashivas. Now it lost its financial value. So Fekir Hakasha, so. Now I'm going to ask again. It's true that I found the Ran who says on Dav Vov that Tosis got up and said you can make anything into offer that not. He says before it's like that. He says that Lo Yitzur Chometz would be Mutter Behano and Erev Yontif, you couldn't do Bittul. So it has to be that it's also Fekir Kasha. But now that it's also Behano, Falisky Kasha. Okay, so how does Bittul work? Very simple. It becomes Sefetayim, it's Lev Zashuv, it's Afar. Mele Freger Chastiro. Why did the Ranan by us have to ask Akasha and say, how does it work? I have a simple tarot, I'll tell you how it works. Because I said it's Afar, it's like Hashivi, it's like Sefetayim. But tell me I can't turn anything into it. I'm not turning anything. I'm not taking a car, I'm not taking matzah, I'm not taking my house. I'm taking chometz, which is also how the Chedusha Iran that I printed out and cut up for you and gave it out, says Mufurish, that's the dilemma. If it's going to be mutter, but no, it's going to be leinus batal, that's a kal, because you can't say it's offer when it's not offer. But when it's also, so what was the eights of the Iran? What did Chedusha Iran say? Elamai, it's also. And once it's also, then you could turn it into dust. Feger Kakasha, so let the Iran say that on that phase. What's he asking, how does it work? It's like Hashivi, finished. What does he have to say? And now I get it out of my rishos. He just says something very simple. Chametz is also. I turned it into offer. You'll tell me I can't turn gold into dust. It's not gold. It's also v'hanoah. Have a good day. That's what he says in the form of a vase. I can't hear you.
That's what he says here also. That's why it's
Asr. No, that's why you have to say Shnei Dvarim Shusha Shalom.
The reason why it's Asr, but Etzema wouldn't be Asr.
It's not true. It's not true. Chametz is Asr. It's not true what you're saying, by the way.
How do you know
Chametz is Asr? According to most Tanakh, we learn out of a Pasuk. That's Aleph. No. He just said something very simple. I don't know what you're talking about. The reason why it's Chal is because Chametz is Asr. No, I made it to Lech Hashivi, it's Asr, it's Afkar. Like Tosfos, by the way. Anyway, that's the shadow test, the Ran, side by side. It's only Chal. No, it's not true. But you can make it before, but it's Chal then. I made it into offer. You tell me I can't make it offer. I could make it offer. I don't understand you. The Ran says Mefurish on the Vav on the base that something, Chometz, if it's not also Bahano, I can't make it into offer. If it's also Bahano, I could. It's Avakasha. If it's also Bahano, so what's he asking on Tosfos for? What's he asking? Who has a record? It works, because it's like that is in you. I'll ask the Kasha. He starts off and says, the Chometz is like, he says, Bittul is like Pirurim, which is like Hashivi, which is like Sufetain, right? So you ask me how Bittul works? Bittul makes it into like Hashivi. You'll tell me I can't? I could, because it's also Bahano. Again, they go online answer. What do I say? I understand you. He'll ask you, Rabbi Dardash, asking him, how does he serve you? How make it like Hashivi? Go break your head. But it's the first Chedusha Ran, the Avavu Mebeis, who says it becomes, it could become Lech Hashivi. The Ran says, the reason why I know that according to everybody, it's Asr B'Hana on Erev Yom Tov is because Bittul works. And in order for Bittul works, it has to be something that doesn't have intrinsic value. And therefore, Chometz has to be Asr B'Hana. And then I'm able to say that by me it's Afar. So let him say something very simple. Let him say that the reason why it works is because since Chometz is Asr B'Hana, L'chuli Al Rabbi Pressburger, okay? So therefore, Bittul works is Lech Hashivi. It goes back to Sufei Teinim. The only thing that was blocking it from being Sufei Teinim is I can't take something which is of value and minus batal etzel. But this thing has no value. The Ran says that. That's what the Ran says. The Ran says that if it will be mutter b'hanoah, I wouldn't be able to make bittul. But now that it's also b'hanoah, I can make bittul and turn it into afra da'ara. And make it like hashivi. I make it the sefer teirim. The only thing that was blocking it was the fact that I can't take something which has intrinsic value. This thing doesn't have intrinsic value. The Ran says this. However, the Ran says that the reason why it has to be also is because in order to just be which is bittul, it can't be something which has a monetary value, because then it's not nisbatal etzloi. So what makes it nisbatal etzloi? The fact that it doesn't have intrinsic value, the fact that it's also banah. So end the story there. So what's the Ran hacking a cup on the face, apologizing? You know that bittul means lech hashivi, you know that lech hashivi is sefer teinim, you want to know how I made it, I said it's kafir. You'll tell me how does it work? It's also banah. It's not my regular zach. So why can't you learn like Tosfos? Why does he have to apologize and say, Shnei Dvarim Shusha Shal Adam, Vasakosa Kila Bershusoi, and then I get it out of my rishos? It's simple. It's Hefker because it's full-scale Hefker. And the reason why it's Hefker is because it's Chashiv Ka'ofer. It's like Sefer Teinim. You'll tell me I can't turn gold into dust? It's not gold. It's dust. Anyway, just have to decide that I want to make a wedding call. Then I don't have a Pella Otsum Vinoira. One second. So I once went for a Usher, he said. We're building. We're at the beginning of the journey. You're not listening. I once went for a Usher, he said. He said the Kasha is a mistake. He asked the Kasha and he said the Teretz. It's a mistake. Why is it a mistake? Bishlam, according to Tosfos, a person has the ability to take a car and say that it's offer. Yeah, that was the name. Bishlam, according to Tosfos, a person has the ability to take a car and say that it's offer of a hobby after. According to that, you can't do it. The only ability to go turn it into offer is what the Ron himself says in the fall on the printout. Because it's also Bahano. So I said, okay, so stop there. It's offer because it's also Bahano. The answer is no. What's allowing you to go make it into offer? Because Chometz is also Bahano. Abahalim, we know that Mitzat Chometz, which is also Bahano, the Torah said, Asa Kosaki le Bershusai. So if your whole ability to make it into offer is based on the fact that it's also Bahano, the Isser of Chometz can't allow you to make it into offer because the Torah said, ignore the Isser of Chometz. It's Ki'ilu Hu Bershusai. Ignore the Isser of Chometz. It's Ki'ilu Hu Bershusai. So you can't just come along and say, oh, it's offer by me and the ball game is over. Why is it offer by you? What allows you? The answer is because the Isser Hana of Chometz took the soul out of it. It took the Neshama out of it, right? It took the Hashivas out of it. But the Torah put the Hashivas back. The Torah said, Ki lo asa b'shusai. The Torah said it has a chashivas. So what are you going to say? Oh, I came along and said that it's worthless. The Torah said it's worthless. And yet the Torah said it's still yours. So the Ran was troubled. On one hand, avada and avada, you cannot make an act of bittul and say something which has intrinsic value is offered. That's nothing to talk about. That you can't do. Fekeh hakash, okay, that I can't do. But once it becomes also, let me do it. The answer is no, you can't do it either because the Torah said that it's yours. Watch what I'm going to say. One second. Slow everything slowly. Taisus who holds that I could take anything and make it offer. So you can't come along and say, how does bittul work? The Torah said it's chashuv. What do you mean the Torah said it's chashuv? The Torah said chametz is chashuv, but I have the ability to take anything and turn it into dust. If I have the ability of taking anything and turning it into dust, so it's dust, finished. What do you mean chid lasa kasva shusay? The Torah said, watch what the Torah said. The Torah said that if it lost its value because of chametz, I'm putting it back into rishos. What happens if it lost its value for a different reason? According to Taisus, why did this thing lose its value? Because it's chametz, now I could do it to a car also. You'll tell me what do you mean the Torah put it back into your rishos. The Torah only put back into my rishos things which I lost because it was chametz. Well, let's say it lost its value because I said that it's offer. So the ballgame's over. It's not mine, it's Hefker. But according to the Ran, you don't have the ability to turn a car into dust. Your whole ability to take the chametz and turn it into dust is because it's also Bahana, because the Torah said that it's not yours. But the Torah said it is yours. But the Torah said it is yours. So what if it's also Bahana? But the Torah said that the Isser Hana doesn't lose the chashivas. The Isser Hana of chametz doesn't allow you to use the chashivas. Bishlam Olay Taisus who says that I have, you're not listening. The Torah gave back the Bailus of Elephant. You didn't know what I said. If the Torah gave back the Bailus, then it has a Chashivas. The Chashivas means that it has no relationship with the Zach. The Torah said it is Asa Kosa Kila B'Shusa. The Torah said it is by you. The Torah said it does have a Chashivas. The Torah said it is yours. So if I have the ability of taking a car and turning it into dust, how do you take a car turning it into dust? I say, so the game's over. What do you tell me? Torah made it into Rishos. Torah didn't make dust into my Rishos. Torah made Chometz into my Rishos. This thing is dust. It's a car also I can turn into dust. But if I can't turn a car into dust, so what are you going to tell me? But this thing's not a car. This thing's also Bahana. If your whole ability to give it a Loi Chashivas is because it's Chometz, the Torah said Chometz is Chashivi. The Torah put it back into your Rishos. So now it's not dust anymore. He said, here's the catch 22. Before, if it's Mutter Bahana, I can't make a Bittul. Nothing to talk about. If it's Mutter Bahana, you can't make a Bittul because the Bittul has no meaning. Loi is Batal Etzli. But even after it becomes Asa Bahana, you're still in hot water. I mean, like this. If it's Mutter Bahana, there's nothing to talk about. Loi is Batal Etzli. But the Ran was bothered, but even after it became Asa Bahana, it lost its Chashivas, but the Chashivas bounced right back because the Torah put it back into the Rishos. So the Ran had a problem now on the phase. How does Bittul work? If you would have learned like Tosis that I have the ability of turning gold into dust, it's dust, finished. What tell me the Torah made it yours? The Torah made it mine if I lost it because of Chometz. If I lost it because of the Isra, no, Chometz, the Torah put it back. But if I lost it for an outside reason, it's like I'll give you an example. A guy made it Hefker. You'll tell me what do you mean I saw a Kosov. The Torah gave it back to you if you're losing it because of Isra Chometz. But the Ran who held that I can't make it dust. My ability to make it dust is because it lost its value of Chometz. The Ran had fair, but the Torah, it didn't lose its value. And now the Ran had a whole journey, so why Tafka does Bittul work? Why does Bittul of Afra Ka'afra work? Why does it work? We'll talk more about this on Sunday, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Tonight, Mitzvah Ma'alei Shur, the regular program at night. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, make Friday great again. Everyone should come and anybody needs Kavusas of the Hertzberg is in charge. And there'll be the regular shmooze tomorrow at 11:30. By the way, the program tomorrow is mandatory. It's not voluntary. What?